You're listening to SBS News.
Alcohol has absolutely been destructive for our peoples. It's not something of ours. It's not part of our ways. It's not part of any of our cultures.
Clinton Schultz is a Gamilaroi man living on Queensland's Gold Coast, and he runs a craft brewery called Sober. His beer has a tiny alcohol content, so it's not zero, but he says it's near enough.
You could literally skull 8 cans. It's impossible to get drunk off of a non-alcoholic product. There's actually more alcohol in an overripe banana.
After giving up alcohol himself, Clinton has a very personal reason to help people party without the hangover.
When I was a young fella, I experienced a lot of emotional and psychological and physical abuse, to be honest, and I didn't cope very well with that. And unfortunately, my way of dealing with that for a very long period of time was through drug and alcohol abuse. This year will be my 7th year that I've been sober, and I made that choice because I wanted my children to realize that you don't have to drink to socialize, you don't have to drink to enjoy yourself, you don't have to drink to feel like you can have fun.
SBS first met Clinton 4 years ago when he started selling non-alcohol beer at his Indigenous food truck, Clinton's Cup Murray. His beer now has 700 distributors and is sold in major retail chains Australia-wide.
We're extremely proud for what we've been able to achieve in such a short time. It's only been 4 years. You know, I love beer, so that's how I ended up doing this. Is I love beer, I didn't want alcohol, and there was no choice, so I went out there and developed some choices. And I figured if I was going to do that, I wanted to, as much as possible, promote all the beauty, the wonders, the positivity of who we are as First Nations peoples.
Clinton is a trained psychologist who's recently left academic work to focus on his beer range, which includes native botanicals like pepperberry and finger lime.
One of the goals for us at Sober was to create something more than just a beer, something that was really sophisticated, to give an everyday experience for Australians to be able to try some of the wonders of our native produce here in Australia.
In recent decades, Australians have reduced their alcohol consumption by 60% since the 1970s, and sales of no and low alcohol beverages increased fivefold this year. Not-for-profit organisation Drinkwise surveyed 3,000 Australians, and according to CEO Simon Strawn, many younger drinkers are changing their attitudes to alcohol.
The research did find that 6 out of 10 consumers in that 18 to 24-year-old age group did want to cut back on their alcohol consumption. And that is the group that's most likely to drink at risky levels, so it's a positive thing.
Even so, harmful drinking remains a problem in Clinton's home state of Queensland, where 31% are significantly more likely to drink alcohol at risky levels than the national average of 26%, according to Drinkwise. CEO Simon Strawn says those trying to quit still face a stigma.
35% of 18 to 44-year-olds actually admitted that they've previously hidden their consumption of zero or low alcohol products. What Clinton is doing with Sober and many others in the space is actually allowing people to be proud of drinking zero and low alcohol products, because it does make a difference. They want to cut back on their consumption, and these products, these low alcohol alternatives, allow them to do that.
And it's not just Australians who've developed a taste for Clinton's new brew.
We're now starting to expand overseas. So we started exporting into New Zealand about 3 months ago, and we're actually about to launch in both Hong Kong and Singapore.
Clinton and his wife Lozen have big plans to develop their Sober brewery at Burleigh Heads to meet the rising demand.
So last year we did sell 20,000 cartons of our main range alone, and we're intending to triple that this year, so our forecast is to do 60,000 cartons. We've based that on the new distribution deals we have.
And after a recent online funding campaign, Sober has the backing of almost 600 investors, as Clinton explains.
We raised $1 million in about 10 days, which was far quicker than any of us expected, and that was an amazing thing to witness.
While many Indigenous businesses, particularly in tourism, are struggling during COVID, Clinton says Sober has bucked the trend.
We've seen a rise in the non-alcoholic sector across COVID as a whole, I think, because people were having more time to be mindful about what they were choosing to consume.
And he hopes, as the business grows, to train and mentor the next generation of Indigenous workers.
Helping support young First Nations peoples here on the Gold Coast to learn more about their identity, the positive aspects of who they are, to try and give them a solid grounding for their futures.
Natalie Armat, SBS News.